Sport diplomacy is climbing the agendas. It takes many formats and there are many stakeholders involved. This podcast is about sport diplomacy seen from a European context. Together today is Carol Gomez, Jerry Sins, and myself, Mogens Kirkeby, and I'm the president of the International Sport and Culture Association. Please introduce yourself, Carol Gomez.
Hello, everyone. I'm Carol Gomez, senior research fellow at a French think tank called IRIS, French Institute for International and Strategic Affairs. And I am the pilot of this project towards a new sports diplomacy.
Thank you. And we also have Jerry Sins, please.
Thank you, Mogens. I'm a professor at the University of Louvain in Belgium, and I was the rapporteur of the high-level group on sports diplomacy that was installed by Commissioner Navracsics in 2015-2016. And I'm also a member of this project towards an EU sports diplomacy.
Thank you very much. Carol Gomez, can you describe the aim of the project towards EU sport diplomacy?
Yes, actually, this project was born 3 years ago, thanks to discussion with you, Monks, but also with Thierry. And this project has three main goals. The first one is to definitely talk about EU sports diplomacy. As Thierry mentioned, it was developed in 2015-2016, but very few people know about it. Very few people use this concept. So the idea was to definitely talk about such idea, thinking about this one, developing project, developing pilot action in order to have a better knowledge about this one. The second goal was to develop a network of stakeholders working on such topic. It was network based on university association, sport association, but also political stakeholders. And the third and last goal was to formulate concrete recommendation in order to implement more concretely sports diplomacy, EU sports diplomacy, and to also give tools for stakeholders to seize this opportunity to develop an EU sports diplomacy.
A nice mix of stakeholders and very ambitious goals. Thank you very much. Thierry Sins, diplomacy actions, including sport, have been well known for quite some years. Sport diplomacy as a term and concept is not that old and has developed alongside with the development of the sports sector. What do you think characterizes sport diplomacy of today?
Well, from an academic point of view, public diplomacy represents the relations states build between each other by means of ambassadors or representatives sent to the countries or international institutions in order to defend the interest of their countries. As such, a state-to-state relationship in what we call the hard diplomacy. In contrast to this, soft diplomacy is a combination of state-to-state or state-to-non-governmental organization or NGO-to-NGO relations, where tools such as culture and sport will be used in order to foster better relations. In the case of sports diplomacy, major sporty events, as well as grassroots activities, will be the tools used to develop these relations.
Thank you very much, Carol. The project research illustrates many different formats of sport diplomacy actions, as example, hosting events or branding of the country. As well, it is clear that the very diverse sports sector has many different stakeholders and actors with different missions and interests. How do you see this sport political landscape in the perspective of an EU sport diplomacy?
It's a very good question, and thank you, Mons, for this one. Actually, I have to admit that this the sport political landscape is really diverse. We have many initiatives, we have many action, and it was quite interesting to see during this project that many national sports diplomacy were developed, but at the same time, some countries try to develop something, but not formalize. So it was quite interesting to see that the EU sports diplomacy exists, already exists through several initiatives, but it was not fully formalized. It was not built around several pillar very properly identified. And at the same time, it was, as I told you before, it was this EU sports diplomacy was not yet perfectly known and perfectly understood by many stakeholders. So it's directly linked to one of the aim of the TESI project was to talk about it, think about it, and try to understand how it works, but also try to give stakeholders the opportunity to think about it and to try to launch action, pilot action, reflection. The idea was to highlight the fact that, in my opinion, in our opinion, EU sports diplomacy is something like a rough diamond that we need to polish, we need to refine in order to to reach some goals and to really use this very interesting tool in a EU perspective.
Thank you, Thierry. How do you see such diversity in the perspective of an EU sport diplomacy?
Well, following on Carol's comments, we have to admit that the diversity of formats by means of actors included, being governmental organizations, international NGOs, national or even local non-governmental organizations, or the nature of events, being international or grassroots, is a huge richness. But despite this richness, there is a need to mainstream initiatives in a common EU perspective. The two high-level groups, the one on sports diplomacy, the other one on grassroots sports diplomacy, installed by Commissioner Navracsics in 2015, as well as the choices of the Slovak, Portuguese, and French presidencies of the EU to deepen the concept of a common EU sport diplomacy, have paved the way to recommendations and goals at EU level.
Carol, during the research and interview with public and private sports stakeholders from the 27 EU countries, it was clear that most countries have sport diplomacy actions, either performed by individual sport organizations or public authorities. Despite these actions, very few countries have a specific sport diplomacy strategy or policy. How do you analyze this absence of national strategies and policies?
Actually, it was quite interesting to focus on this during this this project, and I guess many answers could be raised. The first one popped in my head was to think that sport was not for a long time taken very seriously by official by association, and it was not considered as an efficient tool in order to do diplomacy. So it was something like a tool, a useful tool, but not directly used. And so it was not directly developed and understood as a very important strategy. Second one, the second reason that we can give could be that there is a strong opposition between countries on sport. So it could be quite difficult for countries to definitely build something to try to be in concurrence with other countries because it could be complicated for them to develop a strong strategy about this. And maybe the third conclusion that we can made is that it's also request a very strong investment, political investment, economical investment, or social investment that could be a little bit difficult for countries to launch, because there will be many other priority, perfectly understandable, but some of them think that sport could be very interesting, but it will not be the priority of the state in order to develop relationship with the other countries, to develop relationship within communities, etc., etc. But I give you this this three reason, but it will be, of course, way more complicated than that, and we will develop it during in the final report.
Thierry, sport is, as you mentioned, a soft competence of the European Union, where the member states have the main competences. We know that across the EU member states, there are different political opinions on stronger or less collaboration within the European Union. To that comes a very diverse sport sector, with sport organizations having a strong commercial focus, others with more citizen-oriented health focus. How can these different opinions and diversity of objectives contribute to EU sport diplomacy without such being based on what we could call the lowest common denominator, and thereby maybe be quite irrelevant?
Well, you know, a fundamental principle in EU policies is the one of subsidiarity. And this means respect for national policies, global support to member states. The variety of the sports sector shows that sports diplomacy policies should focus on sport for all and organized sport. They should not focus on commercial sport, as it is linked to economic policies. And as such, common sport diplomacy policies should concentrate on sport development, sport education, and the capacity of sport to bring people together.
Carol, when you developed the project description, I assume you had ideas where the project would go and end, maybe. Did you discover surprises during the project?
I guess I can answer by giving you two examples. The first one was it was not a surprise, but it was more something like to understand how diverse sport diplomacy, national sport diplomacy, were different within the European Union. I was thinking there could be some common point, but I cannot imagine how diverse and how different, but also rich, the national sport diplomacy will be, the first one. And the second one was maybe to, we had this assumption with Estelle Brun, my colleague who work on this project, that maybe the EU sport diplomacy could be something like the sum of the 27 national sports diplomacy. It was maybe a very easy assumption, but in reality it was way more complex, because it was quite interesting to see how national sports diplomacy could be really different and could be really not at all on the same line, it's definitely a sign of diversity, but what make this project particularly interesting and relevant, in my opinion.
Seen from this diverse sports sector and sports stakeholders' perspective, how do you see sports sector can benefit from more sport diplomacy actions or even a sport diplomacy strategy? Carol, please.
I guess I will let Thierry to go first, if you don't mind.
Please, Thierry.
Okay, well, to my opinion, the sports sector has to be the main non-governmental actor in this context. It is, its structure is inter or transnational. And this is a strength in developing sports diplomacy policies, with the commissioner in charge of sport and the high representative for foreign affairs of the EU. Indeed, the EU is also a inter or transnational model of organization. And in this context, a sports diplomacy strategy or sports diplomacy action should focus on educational for coaches, for managers, for sports people, and sporting initiatives that are taken between neighboring countries. Candidate countries can also benefit of cooperation to development through sport. And meanwhile, those countries outside Europe, where Europe has, I would say, relations, diplomatic relations with, can also benefit from sports diplomacy grassroots initiatives. So, to my opinion, this should be the basic strategy of a sport diplomacy strategy in Europe.
Thank you, Carol. I think you mentioned that sport diplomacy can be this unpolished diamond. And also from a grassroots sport perspective, I see sport diplomacy as being one way to promote or profile the sector. The sector in general is, compared to other sectors, quite small sectors, so would maybe benefit from having a stronger profile, for example, also a sport diplomacy profile. In other words, yes, being an instrument that has more political power than just playing the game. How do you see that?
Yeah, I it was quite interesting what you said and what Thierry said. In my opinion, EU sports diplomacy needs to rely both on action but also on strategy. We definitely need to build different collaboration, different partnership. Thierry mentioned the relationship with outside the border of the EU could be really important. You also mentioned the link between high sport, high level sport, but also grassroots sport, and it could be definitely really important to have all this data, all these elements gather around the table and try to build something based on action, but also based on strategy, and it could be extremely important for us to work on these two legs.
The project title is towards an EU sport diplomacy, like we are running towards a goal. Do you both think that we will pass the goal line one day?
Hopefully, because we definitely, in my opinion, I guess that the understanding of the EU sports diplomacy was way more developed now that it was 2 years, 3 years ago. And it was also linked to one goal of the project, was to talk about it, to try to spread this this concept, this strategy, all around the EU. It's not a project that will, of course, this project will end at the end of 2022, but we definitely need to continue to keep talking about EU sports diplomacy after this time. And we definitely need to keep building reflections, thoughts, exchange, action, in the 2, 5, 10, 15 years from now. So it's an ongoing process, in my opinion. And hopefully we will cross the line soon, but it's quite impossible to say when exactly.
Thierry, in this picture, you have been the long distance runner, has been in the game for many years. How do you see the development? Are we moving forward?
Well, to my opinion, an essential element to move forward, based on the reports, based on the projects and the recommendations, is to have the support of the presidencies. We've had the full support from the Slovak and the Portuguese presidency. France included the concept of EU sports diplomacy in their presidency. But I think now, with the help of the commissioner, we have also to force, between brackets, the coming presidencies to endorse the recommendations and to try to make work from this. And this is the only way to really progress. From another point of view, don't forget that many NGOs, sports NGOs, are involved in the project, and they can also endorse the recommendations without the support of the Commission or the presidencies. So, to my opinion, it's a two-way process. from bottom up from the sports organization and top down from the AU.
Roland Gomez, Jerry Sint, thank you very much for this dialogue on sport diplomacy and particularly on the project towards an EU sport diplomacy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for listening to this podcast on sport diplomacy. I recommend you to go to the website where you will find all you need to know and to act in sport diplomacy. Just look for Towards an EU Sport Diplomacy.